You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Denton County jury slapped the former youth softball coach with a 75-year prison sentence for sexually assaulting a woman during a burglary. But that's not all.
On Friday, a jury convicted 40-year-old Jason Warren of burglary of a habitation with intent to commit sexual assault. It all stems from a Denton police case back from November 2020. Investigators say DNA evidence from that case and another from March 2020 led to the reopening of multiple cold cases involving Warren. During the punishment phase, the jury learned that Warren had been indicted on five other charges in Denton County, convicted of similar offenses in McLennan County, and accused of misconduct involving underage students at a Marshall High School. Warren must now serve at least 30 years before he is eligible for parole. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Heads up, if you're flying out of DFW Airport, the FAA put it under a ground delay for departures right now, and it's going to stay around until 8:30. The weather is not causing these. This time, it's staffing, but there's no government shutdown, so perhaps it's because of sickness?
North Texas businesses are gearing up for the massive influx of people 6 months out from the FIFA World Cup.
The nine matches in North Texas will be played in Arlington's AT&T Stadium. Greater Arlington Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Michael Jacobson says they have held town halls and are coordinating efforts between the city as well as the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Economic Development Corporation.
This is, you know, like nine Super Bowls over 31 days. So we definitely have to be prepared. But it is what we do.
He says while they know the impact to Arlington will be huge, they are more focused on the overall economic benefit to the entire region. Organizers expect anywhere from $1.5 billion to just over $2 billion to come with the World Cup in North Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys are 6-7-1, and they only have a 1% chance of making the playoffs. Basically, Philadelphia has to lose all of its games, and the Cowboys have to win out. Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach, knows everyone's going to be evaluated over the next 3 weeks.
We just, you know, have not played to the level we want to play. We know that, but you're just going to keep working, and that's what we have to do. And we've got another great opponent coming in this week with a great quarterback and weapons that he knows how to do, and they run the hell out of the football, and we're going to focus on trying to get the Chargers.
The Chargers coming on Sunday. They're 10-4 on the year. Kickoffs at noon.
All this morning, we told you about Texas Instruments opening a new chip factory in Sherman, and now they've cut the ribbon and they're getting ready to work.
Governor Greg Abbott told the crowd semiconductors are essential to building the space and artificial intelligence infrastructure that'll define our future. Texas Instruments has cut the ribbon on a chip factory the company says will be the home to cutting-edge technology. Texas Instruments says the facility in Sherman is going to ramp up production according to demand, but it'll ultimately be able to produce tens of millions of chips every day. The company says the factory will let it own every part of the manufacturing process. TI says it's planning to spend a total of $60 billion on seven semiconductor factories in Texas and Utah. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Attorney General launching a bathroom bill tip line to call out state groups that he says are violating the law.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the goal is to, quote, stop woke entities from allowing mentally ill men to invade women's spaces, unquote. The tip line is more like a complaint form for the AG's office, which appears to remove the state institution involved in the incident out of the process. Hillsborough State Rep. Angela Orr sponsored the law.
The remedy is for the person encountering an issue to notify the facility in writing. The agency or political subdivision has 3 days to respond. In the event they fail to provide a remedy, the person making the facility aware of the issue may notify the state attorney general.
State institutions caught allowing people to use the restroom not matching their birth sex will be fined $25,000. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Health officials across the country are out with a warning about a nasty new strain of the flu. How nasty? Well, they're calling it the super flu. One of the hardest hit states, that is New York, where we find News Nation's Alicia Nieves.
Flu cases here in New York City, they are skyrocketing. That's the word that officials are describing here. We're seeing some of the highest levels for the flu in the country, in the Big Apple. You got city officials reporting nearly 14,000 cases seen here or reported here in the first week of December. That's with a 10% hospitalization rate. That's a dramatic increase from what we saw the same time last year. We only saw about 2,500 cases then, and about a 5 to 6% hospitalization rate there. You know, we're also seeing flu season has come earlier this year and making its mark, not just here in the Big Apple, but really around the country nationwide, with 8.1% flu tests testing positive this week, or the first week of December. That's up from 7.1 same time last year. And doctors, as you point out, are warning that it really could be a particularly nasty flu season because of a new mutated version of the virus that's circulating. It's called subclade K. And as you point out, some people are calling it more commonly the super flu. Again, the reason why we're seeing in the Big Apple this spike in cases and one of the highest rates around the country, no surprise, it's the holiday season. This is a major travel hub. A lot of people come here, so New Yorkers are particularly affected. But medical experts are warning, this is the beginning of what's considered kind of peak flu season, December through February, and we're already seeing the rates of these cases. So brace, because we could see further cases, a swell of the flu and the super flu proceeding from here on out all across the country.
What makes this strain so bad? Are the symptoms the same, but they're just worse?
So part of it is experts are concerned that the effectiveness of the flu vaccine, it's not as effective on this particular strain. So typically in a flu season, they have a vaccine that's, you know, anywhere upwards of 70% effective on the strain. We're not necessarily seeing that right now, but you're still having, you know, officials say, hey, get the vaccine because it could curb some of the symptoms. But right now, the effectiveness against this subclade K with the current vaccine, it seems to be the biggest issue.
I know we're seeing a lot of schools affected, specifically in the Kansas area of the country. Are there other hot spots that are seeing this kind of flu?
Well, again, New York is one of them, right? We've had a couple of schools closed here. I know I've heard of Texas, Hawaii, other parts of the country that are dealing with this. But again, we're just starting to see this right now because December is when the peak flu season begins. So come January, when we're in the true peak of it, we could see it spread more rapidly and see, you know, other states be more dramatically affected.
So the advice is what then? I guess it's kind of like COVID, go ahead and get the shot. It may not be 100% effective in preventing you from getting it, but the symptoms might not be as bad. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, so the gist is get the vaccine still. That's what medical experts are saying, because it'll curb some of the symptoms, maybe even shorten the length of time that you're dealing with the flu. They're also saying, like COVID, we've had, you know, a run at that before, you know, wear a mask if you're having some symptoms, or if you're immunocompromised, you're going to want to wear a mask if you're in congregated areas. You know, do the things like cover your nose when you're sneezing and your mouth when you're coughing. Wash your hands diligently. It's kind of the common sense stuff, but you're just going to be a little bit more diligent right now if you want to avoid getting the flu or the super flu that's going around.
All right. Alicia, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. That is News Nation's Alicia Nieves this morning in flu-ridden New York City. And the flu season is just beginning.
Man, I'm going to tell you, we were just talking about this off air. I'm one of those guys that's really resistant on the flu shot. I know that's bad, but the two times that I've gotten it, boy, I got the worst case of the flu. And so I maybe it's just something that it's psychological at this point.
No, I know. It's same with me. I mean, when I was younger, it seemed like every time I got the shot, I'd get the flu. But I don't know. I'm 65 now. Yeah. I don't mess around.
I'm sure doctors are listening to us and pounding the dashboard saying, these idiots.
No, I know.
But I just get so worried. If I'm taking that shot, I'm going to get it.
And that does happen.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's happened to both of us, but it's probably better in the long run to go ahead and get it, especially if you've seen
the super
it,
flu.
You've been around the sun a few times, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we are back. For the first time, Jerry Jones appears to be taking some responsibility for the abysmal performance by the Cowboys defense. For the season as a whole, and especially Sunday night against the Vikings.
We let their quarterback have a big day on us. That wasn't the plan.
In what universe would that have been the plan?
I'm going to tell you right now, he actually, I like some of these. He actually kind of came down hard on Matt Eberflus, saying that, you know, the last three games here, he's really going to be looking at him. I don't think Eberflus even keeps his job, but whatever.
So Jerry goes on about Sunday.
We could have used more pressure without a question at different times. And the result was that we let him make some pretty significant plays out there. Plus, he played pretty well. But it seemed like we're always saying that about these quarterbacks, some of them that haven't played as well. But when they play us, they play better. I think that's telling, too. So, candidly, to just be very upfront about it, I think if we could have gotten this defense in better shape earlier, that we could be sitting here with the kind of wins that would have not had us in this tight spot.
And by tight spot, he means a 1% chance of making the playoffs.
And whose fault is that, Diva? You think it's all Matt Eberflus for not having the players to get out there? It's Jerry Jones for keeping them shorthanded.
You got to have the talent on the field. As for these last three games, Jerry says they don't even start talking about the Cowboys tanking to get a better draft pick. Even if the Eagles win on Saturday to officially eliminate the Cowboys, old Jerry says they're playing to win.
Win is very, very important in the NFL. And a win is important to me. And a win does a lot of positive things. I don't care when it happens. And we owe it to that mirror, and we owe it certainly to our fans that we want to walk out there and be competitive. We will not try for a draft position. We won't be looking at anything like that. We'll be out there playing football, and we'll bring them to play. So that's a long-winded way of saying we'll play football.
Hey, everything is long-winded, right?
That's right.
We'll go out there, and we're going to do our best, and the fans.
And as far as next season and beyond, this is going to shock you, but Jerry's very optimistic. He kind of sounded like an archaeologist here.
I love the bones of our team. I love the fundamentals in our team right now. And we've got some outstanding players, and we're in good shape with how we've structured our salary cap. And I really like the idea that we've got some extra picks. I like what we've done throughout this year in putting some cornerstones in place that will help us as we go forward. So when I look at our future, our future looks very bright. And again, I think we've got key players at key positions. We've got some great draft picks ahead of us, and we've got some salary cap room to pay it. That's the reason we've made some of our decisions we've made.
But here's the thing about Eberflus. Are you really going to bring in a fourth defensive coordinator in 4 years and change the system again?
I think you have to. I mean, some of the decisions he's made defensively, I know he hasn't had the talent, he hasn't had the personnel, but some of the decisions, he wasn't getting, even trying to get any pressure on J.J. McCarthy on that, in that game on Sunday, and that was exactly what was needed. He was only bringing three at certain points, very rarely blitzed. Some, I mean, staying with Kenneth Murray, linebacker, all year.
There were some plays that I was looking at him, and but what are you doing?
I understand. And again, I blame Jerry mostly because he put Eberflus behind the eight ball at the beginning of the season, trading his best player away before the whole season started, a week before the season started. But some, this defense has been, for a while there, it was historically bad. It's just been bad all year.
I just know there's a lot of struggling quarterbacks around the NFL looking at the schedule. Do we have the Cowboys?
Can we get Dallas on it? I mean, J.J. Possibly. That's what's so crazy is that J.J. McCarthy, 2 weeks ago.
How about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, people were thinking, I don't know if McCarthy could play in this league. And now he lights up the Cowboys.
It's Hall of Fame time, baby.
Yeah.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.